time now is 14 minutes until 8.
The Twin Cities temperature, 71.
Today marks the 20th anniversary of the Farmers and Merchants Bank of Watertown, South Dakota. Heartiest congratulations from the First Banks of St. Paul and Minneapolis. And don't forget, next Monday and Tuesday, August 8th and 9th, the Minnesota Garden Flower Society will hold its show in the main banking room of the First National Bank of St. Paul. Admission is free to the public, and it's open on Monday from 12 noon until 8 p.m., and on Tuesday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. McGuire Sisters' latest and one of their best recordings, Something's Gotta Give.
Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
McGuire Sisters singing Something's Gotta Give. The time now is 10 and a half minutes until 8.
The temperature, 71.
Joyce, last evening I was talking with a young fellow who had just landed a splendid job. What do you suppose did the trick?
The necessary qualifications, I guess.
Yeah, but he couldn't have qualified without special training.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that important training that he had was financed through a First Bank personal loan.
Oh, wasn't it lucky he was foresighted enough to borrow the money for that training?
Well, I'd say it was just plain good common sense. He showed good judgment, too, when he got expert advice from his First Bank on exactly the type of loan he needed and how to arrange for repayment conveniently.
The personal loan service at First Bank has proved a real boon to many Twin Cities people who've needed additional money to take advantage of new opportunities.
Yes, and First Bank personal loans have helped tide many a family through emergencies such as accidents or illness.
Loans are arranged quickly, easily, and confidentially at First National or any of the 16 First Banks in the Twin Cities. The cost is low, there's no red tape, no hidden charges. And as Ed has just mentioned, you can arrange to repay the loan in convenient monthly installments.
If you need money for any worthwhile purpose, see the friendly folks at the First Bank most convenient to you. Remember, think first when money matters.
If you live outside the Twin Cities, see the banker in your own hometown. He's a good man to know, a good man to do business with.
9 minutes until 8.
The temperature, 71.
March, Hands Across the Sea, played by the American Legion Band of Hollywood. The time now is 6 minutes until 8.
And the temperature is 71. And now the First National Banks of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and all 16 First Banks, bring you a digest of today's top news events.
Those 11 American airmen released by Communist China are scheduled to arrive in Japan just a few minutes from now, en route home to the United States. They took off from Manila last night after medical examinations showed them to be in good health. Britain has lodged a diplomatic protest with Communist China. The Foreign Office in London is protesting an alleged air attack against a British freighter near the mainland of Red China. The British say two nationalist planes attacked the vessel, injuring two crewmen. Nationalist officials say they have not heard of the incident. The Swedish government has expressed irritation over the presence of unknown submarines in Sweden's coastal waters. Observers say the submarines could only belong to the Soviet Union. President Eisenhower heads for his farm in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania today to study and to act upon bills passed during the last session of Congress. He'll return to the White House in about a week and then take off for a vacation in Denver. There are indications that Adlai Stevenson may face a stiff fight if he attempts to win the Democratic presidential nomination again next year. One party leader, Senator Russell Long of Louisiana, says he believes other outstanding Democrats now have a chance for the nomination. Two men have been named by newspapers as possible successors to Air Force Secretary Harold Talbot, who will step down in another week. The Kansas City Star says the job is expected to go to David Ingalls, a cousin of the late Senator Robert Taft. But the Rocky Mountain News in Denver says that former Colorado Governor Dan Thornton can have the post if he wants it. Minnesota will play host to those touring Russian farmers today. They'll arrive in Worthington this afternoon and remain in our state for about a week. After several days of near-record heat, the mercury is going to drop into the upper 70s and 80s. It will top the 90 mark in only two places, southern Minnesota and Iowa. Skies will be cloudy over most of the five-state area, and scattered thundershowers are expected today and tomorrow. The nighttime lows will range from the middle 50s to the middle 70s. High today in the Twin Cities will be 85, and we'll have the same reading tomorrow. A low of 65 is expected both tonight and tomorrow night. Now the time is 3 minutes until 8.
And the temperature is 71.
Thank you. portion of I'm Gonna Leave Off Wearing My Shoes, tuned from The House of Flowers, Percy Faith and his orchestra.
Now the Twin Cities temperature is 74.
And the time is a minute and a half until 8 o'clock. Time to wish you a good day from all 16 First Banks in St. Paul, Minneapolis, Edina, Hopkins, and Robbinsdale. Join us again tomorrow morning at 7:30 for First Bank Note, with more recorded music, time, temperature, weather reports, and the latest news.
And remember, wherever you live or work in the Twin Cities, you'll find a First Bank nearby. A friendly welcome awaits you. So be sure to think first when money matters.
Yes, think first when money matters. In St. Paul, the First National phone number is Capital 21575. In Minneapolis, call your First National at Main 7111. All First Banks are members of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. And if you live outside the Twin Cities area, you'll find the banker in your hometown is a good man to know, a good man to do business with.
Now this is Joyce Lamont.
And Ed Beeman.
Saying sincerely yours for today.
Here's big news, refreshing news. Now you can get Coca-Cola in two convenient sizes. The standard size you know so well, and the big new family size bottle, ideal for group enjoyment. Same quality you trust, same bright, bracing taste. Get both at your favorite store in the Twin Cities and suburban areas and have perfect refreshment at home for every family occasion.
WCCO Minneapolis, St. Paul.